Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Crystal, I see that your company has been debiting my credit card since February, but I don't know what the charges are for. Can you verify that for me?
Sure. Let's start with your zip code, please, ma'am.
32701.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please, ma'am.
First name is Sarah. Last name is Stevens, but it's S-T-E-P-A-N-S.
Could it be under Truman?
Truman is on the credit card. It could be.
Okay, I did locate Mr. Truman Stevens. Could you verify that address, please?
112 Spring Street, Altamont Springs, Florida, 32701.
Thank you. I did locate that account, and I do see it's for the Bite Tub, which is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. It's a meal planning app to help you get in shape. It looks like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And when they did, this app came along with it, and it's $59.89. It is a monthly charge. We could reduce the cost to $20 a month if you wanted to keep it monthly.
No, actually, if my husband did sign up for that, it was not intentional because he has no idea what this is for. So how do I get a refund because we haven't used it? And you said it's for a fitness thing?
Yes, ma'am. It's for an app. You would download a fitness app to help you get in shape on a fitness journey. Okay, for a refund for the $59.89, and you said you've been charged for a couple months, I do see where I'm not able to go back and issue refunds for all those months.
Is something I need? How far back can you go?
I can only do 1 month, and it would be a refund of $54.89.
Okay, so I need to contact my bank and have them dispute it because we didn't intentionally sign up for this service.
Yes, but the terms and conditions were online when it was signed up for. But let me see what I can do to help you. I can do 3 months, but that's all they let me do, ma'am. 3 months in full, that would be May, April, and March. But you would still be charged January and the end of December. And then it's January. The dates are kind of weird. It would be I can't refund December 2nd or January 1st or January 31st. But I could refund March, April, and May in full.
All right, so like I said, to get any of the rest of my, number one, I need you to cancel the service because I wasn't even aware, nor was my husband, that we had it. And I'm sure you have some way of seeing that it has not been used.
No, ma'am, I don't. All I'm able to see is the billing part. But if you would like your three refunds, I could do that for you.
All right, first I want you to cancel it.
It's already canceled. I just canceled it a little while ago. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So it's been canceled. And then you're going to refund May, April, and March.
Yes, ma'am. And that's three amounts of $59.89. I'm doing that for us now. Your three amounts of $59.89 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There's going to be no further charges whatsoever. Can I please give you a confirmation number once that comes up?
Please.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just waiting on that confirmation number to come through. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 92068483.
C is in cat, 90684832.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day, please. Bye-bye.